listening to the number one rated talk show at Afternoon Drive in L.A., The Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back to The Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray has joined us with her radio column of the airwaves, A Little Bird Told Me, published in 150 newspapers across the country. Margaret's on the line with us from her home in Santa Monica. And welcome to the show. It's always nice to talk to you, Margaret.
Thank you, Phil. It's great to be with you. And for all of your listeners, we have got a scoop that we are willing to sell for charity.
And all right, you want to sell a scoop for charity.
We want bids right now at 1-800-449-8686. I will give you and you alone to the highest bidder the name, the name of the person who wins on Survivor.
All right, so that is the Survivor.
The Survivor. I will give you that name. And you can win office pools with it. You can win bets with it. You'll know before anybody else.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a really stupid question here. You obviously have the name.
I have the name, Phil. As of 9:45 this morning, my sources did come through, and I have the name of the survivor. I am willing to sell that name for the right price. And
all right, now what are you going to do with the money?
We are raising money, Phil, for a field trip for students at the Young Talent Academy. It is an actor's academy for young people in Bel Air for a field trip to the Dramatic Academy, the Academy of Dramatic Arts in London. The children will spend 4 days and five nights at a beautiful hotel off of Hyde Park. From there, they'll be whisked via coach to the Academy of Dramatic Arts, where they will actually witness the very same boards upon which walked Laurence Olivier, upon which walked Sir Ralph Richardson, upon which walked Dame Judith Dench, upon which walked the great actor Sir Richard Burton, and so on and so forth, and la-di-da. Yes, a whirlwind vacation enjoyed by my son, Jason J. Delmonico, and the other children at the Young Talent Academy can be theirs if we can raise enough money for their field trip. And
all right, so the bids that we're going to get from people,
yes,
are going to be, the money we'll use from the winning bid will go to help to finance the field trip.
Yes, because really what's going on, Phil, all the other mothers, as you know, my son, Jason J. Delmonico, is a young actor, and I think a trip to the Academy of Dramatic Arts in London would be so wonderful. The other mothers are bothering me about it because they don't have jobs. And they're saying, Margaret, you know, I know that you have a column and you're on the radio, and they're bothering me every day about it. So what I wanted to do, and I'm kidding a little bit because I really love them, but I don't think they understand what working, they're like so many busybody women, Phil.
All right, so they've sort of singled you out.
They've singled me out to raise the money.
Okay, so we're going to take bids on the name of the survivor.
That's right. And this one time, I'm letting a scoop go by the boards to raise money for the children at the Young Talent Academy. I'd like to get some of these women off of my back, and I'm saying, and Janice and Gretchen, I'm kidding if you're listening, but I really would like to raise some money for these kids.
All right, so this is, so you're going to sell the name of the survivor. Now, let me ask you something. How ethical is this?
Phil, that's a really funny question.
I mean, I know you're in the gossip column business.
Well, I really don't write a gossip column. I write a column about moral dilemmas and about modern moral problems. So don't diminish what I do, darling. What I'm doing is I'm saying that it's not a big, horrible thing if we find out who the survivor is. But if you're the first person to know, you know,
you can do some interesting things with the information.
I think so. You could win office pools. And that.
All right, so Margaret Gray is offering the name of the survivor. The question people are going to ask is, how do they know?
You know something, Phil? You don't. You have to take my word for this, but I guarantee you, if you take this name in an office pool or in a bet, you'll win. All right? So just take my word for that.
All right, Margaret Gray has the name of the survivor, the guy who wins on the CBS TV series, or the girl. Is it a guy or girl?
You know something, honey? I'm not that stupid.
All right. You know, I thought I'd try. Are the person who wins on Survivor, and you have that person's name, and you are going to sell it.
That's right.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We'll take bids. How much is it worth to you to get the name of the survivor so you can win an office pool or something like that? And we got a bid, Mike. Put it up on the screen. Dan in Salt Lake City bids $100, Margaret. That's...
All right. That's Dan in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And who else?
That's it.
All right, because it's going to take a lot more than that. I want you to know, $100 is, you know, that's a little bit of a chump change first assault. So let's go. Who else do you have?
We don't have anybody else. We got...
Well, you know something? I'm really, really disappointed. We're raising money for the Young Talent Academy so that they can go to... Did you have the music?
Do you want me to...
Yes, please. The Young Talent Academy will be whisked away to London.
Well, why do we have to play that?
Please, Phil, I don't know, what are you...
Do we have to play the music underneath it?
You know, if you want me to call back...
Go ahead.
The Young Talent Academy will be whisked away to the beautiful Academy of Dramatic Arts. They'll see where the great actors worked, where the great Sir Ian Kellan, where the great Sir Anthony Hopkins, where Sir... I don't know, Sir Lancelot or somebody was there, and they were working on stage. This is where they'll be.
All right, well, we don't have it. All right, we got another bid.
All right.
We have another bid from Joyce. Turn the music off, please. Joyce in Jacksonville bids $150 for the name of the survivor.
Okay, is that it, Phil? Because...
That's all.
That's really disappointing.
Well...
I mean, you know, that's really disappointing.
That's what we have. We got $150. This is Joyce in Jacksonville. She wants the name of the survivor.
You know, that is so disappointing. And you know what? It's going to take a lot more than that. And you know something else? If she's the only bid on the board, you know what? I'm not going to give the name out.
Wait a second. If you ask people to call in...
I understand.
...and you say you'll take the highest bid and then you renege...
You know what, Phil? That's really cheap, and I'm really disappointed in your audience... And you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Look, let me give the number out one more time. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is here. She has the name of the survivor she's willing to sell to the highest bidder to use the money to send her son to London.
My son and other students. And you know something? The bid is $150. Can I address your audience, Phil?
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Margaret Gray. If you're going to be that cheap... If you're going to be that insultingly cheap that the highest bid is $150, I am insulted. And I think you disgrace yourselves, and I think you disgrace your families. These young actors and dancers and singers have the opportunity of a lifetime to go to London, to see the Eiffel Tower, to visit the Academy of Dramatic Arts, to visit the... What they have in London, what do they have, Phil?
The Tower of London. They don't have the Eiffel Tower.
I meant to say the Tower of London. To go to those places, it's going to take a lot more than $150 for me to bust free with the name of the survivor on the CBS series.
Now, you are saying this is the person.
Yes. Yes. This is the person.
All right. We've got another bid here.
All right.
We have a bid from Denise in Miami. She's bidding $175.
Well, you know something? This is really an insult, not only to me, but to Jason J. Delmonico and his talent and the great young...
No, hold on. It's $175 from Denise in Miami, and at least it's up a $50.
It's an insult, Phil. You know, I'm shocked because... Oh, God, I'm really... Oh.
What?
Phil, well, what do you want me to do?
Hang out here and find out if anybody else calls in, okay?
Well, is there another bid?
No, there is not. We've got one bid, $175.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, how cheap. The cheapest bastards, and I'm sorry.
Okay, that is not necessary. Those are my listeners.
Well, Phil, I'm sorry that these cheap BAS.
I got that. And let me tell you something. excuse me, the people are doing the best they can. I got a bid for $175.
Well, you know something? I'm not letting it go for $175.
You know, that is dishonest of you. You said that you would give it to the highest bidder, the name of the survivor on the CBS TV series, and you're going to...
I'm not giving it up for $175 to these cheap bees. And I'll tell you something, Phil. Oh, my God. You know, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up and...
Hold on for a minute. We got a bid here, $180 bid. I guess that isn't good.
No, that is not good. Oh, my God.
All right, hold on for a minute. We have Portland on the line. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi
this
there.
Is something for young people to go to London.
I know. I got a Portland call. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have just a comment to make that I don't think you really have a big scoop at all, because if you can look on the internet, you can find out who won
No, you don't. You have to hack in. If you're getting on the internet, you have to hack in.
Well, anyway, opinion is I think you're just trying to scam people into getting some money.
No, I'm
anyway.
Not. What I'm trying to dump it.
She said that, all right, well, we dumped you. Now, why did I dump her?
I don't want that name going out. Did she know the name?
I don't know if she knew the name or not. She said a name.
I don't want it going out.
All right, well, we had to dump that caller. So what do you want me to do here?
I want you to dump anybody that tries to guess at a name. Only I get to say the name. How dare she? Oh, my God. I am so PO'd.
All right, 1-800-449. Excuse me. I got a tickle in my throat. I have a tickle in my throat. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is on the phone. She's obviously angry. We're taking bids on the name of the survivor. Would you like to know the name of the survivor on the CBS TV show? She's got it. She'll sell it to you. Right now, the top bid is $180. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. She's going to use the money to benefit the Young Talent Academy in Bel Air and to help them go on a field trip to London, where they're going to visit the Academy of Dramatic Arts and, quote, walk the boards that Laurence Olivier walked. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray on the line from a little bird told me her nationally syndicated column syndicated in over 150 newspapers across the country, and she has the name she claims of the survivor on the Survivor show. So, you know, what we're talking about here, Margaret, is you're going to guarantee...
I absolutely guarantee that it's the person. But I'm not taking bids of $150 or $175 or any of this cheap stuff. Let's get it going. Get up off your dead rear ends and give me some bids. Because we are raising money for Jason J. Delmonico and the Young Actors Class. And their trip to London...
Oh, we understand their trip to London. These are not exactly really poor kids coming from poor families, are they?
Well, they are. This is a charity for the children. I don't know where you're going with that comment. Because,
well, I happen to know that you and your husband are very well off. That's all I'm saying, okay?
But this is a cooperative effort, Phil. Now, I'm selling the name of the survivor. What's the last bid?
The last bid was $180.
Oh, my God. So there has... God, do any of your listeners not live in trailer parks? Are there any out there that live in houses that are on foundations? $150...
So, in other words, you're asking for money from people that you're offending.
I am jarring them into a realization of the truth. And for...
All right, hold on. I got to take a call here, okay? Is this San Marcos?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, Phil, my opinion is that a lot of people would probably pay more money just to stop listening to her. And if I was one of these
children... Oh, is that right?
Well,
you know what?
London,
then why don't you bid on that?
If I was one of these children headed for London, she would not be my ideal choice of a chaperone.
Well, I'll tell you this much.
Considering her language.
What language did I use?
I think you spelled it out, and at least you spelled correctly.
Well,
I wouldn't want
well,
my
you know how to
going
spell it,
anywhere
don't you?
With you.
darling, I don't know that your child could afford to go anywhere with me.
Well, obviously none of these children can afford to go at all.
Well, yes, they can. We are trying to raise money for the...
These are wealthy children. They come from the Young Talent Academy in Bel Air. They're all a bunch of rich kids that want to be the next James Dean. And a few of them have been in trouble with the law, racing motorcycles out of there at 7 o'clock at night, and generally acting like a bunch of little jerks.
How dare you?
How dare I?
You're talking about Jason J. Delmonico and other young stars.
And if this lady who's taken into London has any money at all for her name, why doesn't she finance these poor children's trips to London?
Don't you want to know who the survivor is?
No, ma'am, I'm not interested in the messy little thing.
You're so dishonest. You do want to know, don't you?
Of course not. I don't watch it. I don't even know what the survivor is.
I'm just offended. God, are you out of it?
You're talking to the host and to the listeners.
You're really out of it. You don't watch the survivor.
Of course not.
You are out of it, aren't you?
No, ma'am. I think you might be.
No, you're really out of the loop.
No, you're out of the loop. You're raising money for this kid. Look, I don't mind the kids going to London and going to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art and meeting all the big actors and walking on the same stage that Laurence Olivier did. But who is Laurence?
Let me ask the lady. Ma'am?
Yes.
Have you ever heard of Laurence Spoon?
No.
You've never heard of Laurence Spoon?
No.
Oh, my God.
Laurence Spoon.
See, we don't travel in the same circles.
He's one of the
obviously,
hot...
ma'am.
He's a hot young actor.
Ma'am, I have a complete sentence. Okay?
Yes.
We surely do not travel in the same cultural circles, but I do know...
Are you asking me a question?
...that you don't talk to strangers
Are you asking me a question?
Okay.
Are you asking me a question?
No, you asked me one,
because
now I'm telling you
something.
Because you
said like this, we don't talk to strangers...
You don't talk to people you don't know.
Well, you up-inflected, and I didn't know it.
Don't make sense.
Everyone who's on the radio station.
Look, if you had the money, you'd want to know. You're just saying that because you can't afford a car that's not on blocks. And
you know, that's really rude. That is.
Well, then why won't she bid?
It's okay. She's as dumb as I thought she was.
Then why
she's
won't
only
you bid?
Confirming it.
Why won't you bid?
She doesn't want to bid. She doesn't want
to
bid, okay?
To bid on a good,
or maybe I should
thing,
say,
I would
you like to bid?
You'd have to pry it from my dead fingers.
Pry what from your dead fingers?
If I had $1 million to spend on my favorite charity today, you'd have to pry it from my dead fingers before I'd let you have it.
God, you are rude, aren't you? And
yes,
you up
ma'am.
Inflect on
yes,
the end
ma'am.
Of every sentence. You make everything sound like a question, like, I had $1 million.
Uh-huh.
All right, quit, Meg. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. So the point of this is what?
The point, Phil, is to dislodge these people from their apathy and get them to bid so that Jason J. Delmonico, Laurence Spoon, Horst Wessel, Gary Newley, some of the great...
Who are these people?
These are the up-and-coming young actors, and we must support our actors. Send them to London.
So they can stay at Hyde Park for a whirlwind 5 days, and, oh, let's not forget, they'll see the Eiffel Tower.
That's not in London. I know. I made a mistake.
Great. 1-800-449-86.
You know something? Where's the bid at?
The bid's at $180. Nobody's bidding. Here is Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you
really
doing, Phil?
Amazing. Really amazing.
What can we do for you, ma'am?
Yes, really quickly. Ma'am, you should be very grateful for whatever bids you get. How dare you say...
Whatever bids I get. 150 fish, that's chump change.
Can I finish, please? Don't cut me off, okay? I raise money for the kids that I work with, and I sure as heck would not come across as rude and offensive as you do.
Real chump change.
Oh, give me a break. I own a car. I teach kids. You know, I
can't. $185 is not going to buy you tap water. And what? How am I going to get the kids?
How do you know about my life? I'm not insulting your life. Please don't insult mine.
I'm saying, if you are thinking of sending children to London, $185.
Yeah,
won't
but
buy you,
could,
you a bar.
You know what? You could get more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
Yes, and you are coming off really insulting.
I'm challenging people, Phil. That's all I'm doing.
You know what?
What a bunch of lightweights.
If I had $1 million, I wouldn't donate it to you because you are so offensive.
Really,
and
you're
rude.
Hold on for a minute, ma'am. I'm going to take a break.
I'm offensive and rude.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And I will talk to the general manager of your radio station, because I don't think it's fair, Phil, that everybody...
Margaret.
You listen to me. I don't...
Margaret, listen.
No, you listen to me. I have been made fun of. I've been ridiculed on your program. I came on here with a mission of goodwill.
You've been insulting people, though, and that...
I have not been. I've been challenging them. And I've been called every name in the book. I have been insulted. I am really frustrated. And the cheap SOBs that listen to your show, I am offering them the name of the survivor on the CBS television series. And the top bid is what? What is it?
It's 185.
185. Thank you. What an insult. You know, Phil, I'll tell you something.
Yes.
I thought you were a big name in this industry. I just heard you talking about how you're number one here and number one there.
I can't make people think things that they don't want to think, okay?
Boy, was I wrong to assume you had pull. I really thought you had juice.
What do you mean you thought I had juice?
I really thought you could get a good table, but you can't, can you? You got to stand there and wait for them to go on the microphone and go, Henry, party of 10, or however many children. You know, you really...
In a minute, I'm going to hang up on you.
I beg your pardon?
In a minute, I'm going to hang up on you, because I don't appreciate this. Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Portland, yes, go ahead.
I'll give her 35 cents to find out the name of the survivor.
And what? 35 cents? Aren't you a cheap pile?
Yeah, and you're a rich, snooty bitch.
I beg you... Oh, listen to you giggling like an idiot. Are you an idiot?
No, you are.
Do you wear a wool cap?
No.
Do you pull it down over your ears and get on buses?
No, you know, I drive a Mercedes.
You drive a Mercedes?
Yeah.
Out of the car wash and over to where they wipe it down, you drive a Mercedes.
Now, that might be your job, but I'm an executive for one of the biggest companies in Oregon.
You are? Really? Which one is that?
I'd rather not mention it.
Let's see, the biggest companies in Oregon must have something to do with lumber. I know, you cut little redwood chips for people's barbecues.
Okay, what is the purpose of this?
I want to talk to you for a minute. What's your name?
I'd rather not give that either.
It's Bob, isn't it?
Yeah, just keep guessing.
Ray? Ron? Dugan? I bet you it's not more than three. I know what it is. Billy Bow.
Okay, this is,
I'd slap you across the face. What do you think of that, Billy Bow? Oh, listen to him giggling like a gibbering idiot.
All right, listen, son, thank you for calling, okay?
All right.
She's obviously very rude.
I'm not rude. Listen to him gibbering. I don't like it when they gibber.
Ocala on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm right here.
Hello.
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 Hello, yes.
You're on the air, sir.
Yes, I just have a comment about the so-called charitable fund that she's trying to raise.
Uh-huh.
It sounds to me like she's just trying to raise money for her kid's field trip.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do, raise money for a charitable event.
Yeah, but it's just a field trip.
You find that to be charitable? Wouldn't you find the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation or the American Cancer Society more charitable than
Jason J. Delmonico,
a vacation for your child?
Jason J. Delmonico, along with Horst Wessel and Gary Newley, are three of the top young actors today.
In whose eyes, ma'am?
In the eyes of just about every casting director in Hollywood.
Okay.
Now,
so
if Horst Wessel...
Why does that make that a charitable event?
Wait a minute,
Don't
Horst...
Don't you find that UNICEF is a charitable event?
UNICEF?
Would you take a charitable donation of $5,000 and put it towards... the Cancer Society for the information?
You
or
can
are
certainly
you too
mail
cheap
that.
You
can
do it
certainly,
that way.
You can certainly mail your $5,000 to the American Cancer Society if you want to. I'm raising money. Look, why aren't we talking? How much money do you want to bid?
I told you, if it went to a good charitable cause, I'd be willing to bet just about anything. But I don't find that Tower, as you so eloquently said.
I did not say the
not
Eiffel Tower.
Event.
I said to the Academy of Dramatic Arts in London.
Correct.
London, England. Which is where some of the greatest actors...
We know already.
We know,
okay?
Yes, we know
well, how
already,
much do you
want to
bid? How much do you want to bid?
I wouldn't bid anything to send your child to London, actually.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, are they cheap.
Well, and that's quite ironic that
you're calling his
listeners cheap when you won't make a real charitable contribution to something that's has basis to it.
These young people are on their way to London to see the, and I'm sorry, I misspoke. What is there?
The Tower of London is one thing.
Yes. Oh, ha-ha. The Tower of London. I think that Horst Wessel...
Wait a minute. You know who Horst Wessel was? Unless you're... This is a name that the guy took?
What?
Horst Wessel was a famous Nazi in 1933 Germany.
He happens to be one of the great young actors...
Well, he may be. Did he take his name?
What are you talking about?
Did this kid take the name of Horst Wessel?
No, Mr. Bob and Sandy Wessel.
And they named their son Horst?
Yes.
Well, they just named him after a famous brown shirt from Nazi Germany.
Well, you know something, Phil, that is slander?
He must be traveling with Mussolini also, in other words.
Well...
So what you're telling me is that you're getting
out
of this gentleman's,
what list got out?
This, gentleman's talk show
we have
and calling all his listeners cheap bastards. Use the language.
We have
and in the meantime, you will not take a real charitable donation.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait. You have another kid named Benito Mussolini.
Yes.
She's got another kid on the trip named Benito Mussolini.
Yeah, exactly.
What exactly?
Well, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Benito Mussolini was the dictator of fascist Italy. And Horst Wessel was who are these kids you're taking over there? Who are the parents that named them Benito Mussolini and Horst Wessel? Have you got an Adolf Hitler in there, too? I bet you he's a great rising young star. Man!
How dare you talk to me like that?
Well, you know what? I'm a little bit frustrated listening to your baloney. Torrance on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Doing?
Fine, ma'am.
I like to.
All right, you know what I'm going to do?
Ma'am, I'm talking.
I'm going to give you the name. I'll give you the name.
No, I'll give you the name. I want to know how
much
you're going to pay for me to give you the name because
I
got it all over.
I have the name. I have the name.
So do I. They announced
it
all over the LA
radio. No, you don't. I
have
it. I have it. I'm going to announce it.
Oh, go ahead and
wait a minute, ma'am. Did you say they announced it on the radio this morning?
I heard it this morning and so did my coworker.
Okay, don't say it's the BLAQUE guy, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The BLA.
He's BLAQUE.
Why are you whispering? Everybody can hear you.
I'll tell you why I'm whispering. Because CBS is making him the winner so they don't get a lot of affirmative action heat.
That's what you found out.
That's my assumption. Why else, out of all those contestants, would they make it the BLAQUE guy? Huh? I'll tell you why. Because they don't want a lot of these Jesse Jacksons writing more poems. And they don't
You
want...
are simply amazing. You know that?
Why am
you are
I amazing?
Like some rich snob.
What are you talking
Beverly
about?
Beverly Hills. I'm talking to you.
Why would they make the BLAQUE guy the winner if they didn't want to keep Jesse Jackson from writing more poetry?
That's I'm sorry, but you are like one of the racist people that just do not need to be on this earth.
I'm racist. Out of all those people, they
Why
make the BLAQUE
you...
one.
Yeah, for you to even think like that, that would become, that's called racism.
Yeah, racism. You know what? Spike Lee is going to start jumping up and down and screaming and yelling from a seat in the front row. Let's just give it to the BLAQUE guy.
I'm curious to know what you do with your time during the day. Do you work?
I write a column. I write a newspaper column called A Little Bird Told Me. Where do you live, Torrance?
Yeah.
It's in the Torrance Bugle on Thursdays.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't read your column. I would never read your column.
Well,
I would
think
never
you
support
should.
You.
Because I think
you are
you
really sad, very, very sad person.
Why
you're
am I sad?
Because
don't you, think
you have no respect for anybody else besides your conceited self.
I have been sitting here trying to raise
you have,
money.
You have been sitting here not raising money, but only insulting
no,
every
not.
Listener that's
oh,
listening to
Oh, I told
to
that
you.
One kid, Billy Bo, because he's
no,
obviously
called,
a tar.
No, you have called his listeners bastards.
No,
excuse my friend.
I said
you
B-A-S-T-A-R-D-S.
Have said that they, that they live in trailer parks.
Well, obviously.
I'm sorry. I am 22 years old. I have a college degree.
Darling, I can hear the drool hitting the bucket from here when
you
some
wish.
Of these people. I can
you
hear
wish.
It dripping and hitting the bucket from here when some of these people
How
call.
How much would you pay for that information? I'm curious to know.
How much
would
I
you
pay?
I
would pay a lot of money.
How
and
much?
I just gave you a
I want a dollar figure.
Probably thousands. Probably
thousands?
In the
okay,
five
then
figures.
Okay, you know what? I will give you that money for thousands and donate that to a cancer society.
I already know who it is. It's
okay,
the BLAQUE guy.
Okay, then. So
okay.
Why are you even, like, attempting to call people cheap? That name's
because
not even worth.
Won't make
that
the
name's
green.
Not even worth the 35 cents that person offered.
You
before.
Won't make the cabbage. You won't make with the cabbage that I should get for the.
What do you mean make with the cabbage?
What is
you
that?
You know what I'm talking about. The frog skins, the spending stuff. All I wanted to do was help me. And the BLAQUE.
Well, you knock it off with the BLAQUE guy. We know the BLAQUE guy won. Okay.
So Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, I know. Won't write more poems. God. I have, forgive me, ma'am. I didn't mean to yell, but
I understand.
The whole BLAQUE bit was getting to me. Okay, and what is his name? Gervais?
I believe it is. I don't watch Survivor.
That's
but
Gervais.
All my friends do.
Gervais is the survivor, according to you, Margaret.
Whoever the BLAQUE.
Yeah, okay. Whoever the BLAQUE guy is, that's the guy that's going to win. I think they had one other BLAQUE person that they voted off the island.
But you notice the one that wins is the BLAQUE one. So that's the point I'm trying to make. The white people are so scared of Spike Lee writing another poem or doing another Malcolm in the Middle movie or whatever that thing was.
Malcolm X.
I'm sorry?
It wasn't Malcolm in the Middle. It was Malcolm X.
All right. That they give it to the BLAQUE.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'm hanging up on her. I can't take it any longer. Thank you, dear, for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Listen to how depressed that woman sounds. Malcolm in the Middle. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Previously on the number one rated Phil Hendry Show. Waco on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. Are you talking to me?
Yes, dear. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. My stepfather is legally blind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has one glass eye. Well, my stepfather was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. That's what he was, exactly. Mm-hmm. And the government put his glass eye in.
Well, does it?
And
he
does not have a
cane.
Not have a dog.
Okay. Can he pull the glass eye out at parties?
No, he doesn't.
And roll
he doesn't go to parties. He doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm. Sammy Davis Jr. used to do that.
Well, that's Sammy Davis. He had a lot of money, too, and he could stand around and pull his eye out if he wanted to.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm really happy
you're talking about a normal human being.
I'm so happy the two of you are having a good time.
What? Sammy Davis Jr. didn't pull his eye out at parties.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
And I like Sammy Davis as an actor.
Oh,
he
God,
was a good actor.
Oh, I loved him. I loved him. He was wonderful. What kind of fool am I that never's been in love? It seems that I'm the only one.
I've got one better
that
than
I
that.
Have been
this is my country, land of my birth. This is my country, grandest on earth.
Oh, I love that.
I
love
do
that.
Too.
How about this one? You're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag.
I like the other
forever.
One bad because this is my country. Mm-hmm. I was born here and I love it.
All right, here's a good one. Oh, say, can you see? Bye.
Oh, come on, will you?
Salute the flag.
Stop it.
What?
What do you mean, what?
You got to give us that credit.
This is my country. All right, well, God bless our country. And
we're going for the gold, Phil. We're going for the gold, aren't we, dear?
Let's go for personal rights and freedom to do what you can do. That's what our country is all about.
Oh, my God, I know where you're calling from now. Waco, that's where they set fire to that man. Oh, my God.
I was in Denver, Colorado at the time.
Were you, dear?
Yes, I was. I got to watch it on the TV. I watched
didn't
the
see,
whole grisly thing.
Do you ever go over and see where it was all burned up and everything?
I don't.
Oh, they set fire to that David Korsh.
I know.
Oh.
No, he's not what bothers me. All the kids do. But that's another subject, Mr. Harry.
Here's one that I love. Here's what I listen to this. Oh, born in the USA, I was a long-gone daddy in the USA.
But I'm not Spanish, and I'm not a long-gone daddy.
Long-gone
I'm a female. You ask my daughters, and they'll tell you I'm their mother, not their father.
I was born in the USA. Where were you born?
America.
Is that different from the USA?
Okay.
I don't know what you want to call it,
but
I call it America.
Okay, one more, Phil.
Oh, will you come on with This Is My Country?
Baby, we were born to run. Do, 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 do.
Your show's not too bad, but you do need a better singer.
She's a moron. All right, well, thank you, dear, for your call.
Thank you.
And
we should have had the marshmallows out
Bless
there in Waco, shouldn't we?
You take care of it.
You know what you should
do,
dear? Have a marshmallow roast on the anniversary of that Waco thing.
I want you to understand, she is weird.
Mm-hmm. No, seriously, when they set fire to that thing, I
really,
wish to God I'd have some s'mores going.
I'll see
it would have been
later,
fun.
Honey.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
See you later, bye.
This is the only thing I had to close out that bit with because I didn't know where the Phil flashback thing went. Previously on the Phil Henry Show. Was that the same lady who called in yesterday at, oh yeah, that Waco. Yeah, she was talking about getting out the marshmallows on the anniversary of Waco. Man, that is foul. God! On the anniversary of Waco, let's bust out the s'mores. All right, this is the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, this afternoon we were talking, and it was about 1 o'clock. And I also want to mention you are listening to the top-rated Phil Henry Show. I think we got comb over, boy. I think he mentioned me. I think he actually mentioned my name. I think I finally got him to do it. See, he'll do what I want him to do. He'll do what I want him to do. And I'm going to get him so, I'm going to frost him so bad, he's going to get so upset because he's such a motor mouth, you know, and he doesn't have a show, so he's got to kind of just take his cue from me. I'll bet you I'm going to get that guy to mention my name on his show. And when he does, it's over. Well, actually, it's over now, but it'll be even more over. Anyway, we're talking this afternoon. In a lot of countries, they take these siestas, 2 hours in the afternoon. Now, I was thinking, now that's a good deal. Take a two-hour nap. 2 to 4, we're sitting in there. You know, because I eat lunch, 1 o'clock, you shovel all that food in. And that's another thing. I ain't sending out for lunch anymore. I'm bringing sandwiches in from home. Melissa's getting married in a year and a half. Start bringing your food in from home. No more of this send out. With all due respect to the very fine restaurants that we have around us, it's $20 every time I order lunch around here. So we're going to eat our own lunch from home. I made myself a meatloaf sandwich. And then we're taking a two-hour siesta. Why can't we do that here? Why do we have to be so different that we have to work all the way through the workday? You know, it's people say, well, I want to get off at 6 o'clock and go home. And do what? You're going to sleep there. You're going to sit on your fat can in front of the television set with your smelly feet sticking out of the shoes. And, you know, you pull the shoes off, and there come those stench-ridden socks. And everybody's just like, oh, man, how about it? Would a bath kill you? And why not get that little siesta in the middle of the afternoon? Why can't we do more things European around here is what I'm trying to say. And one other thing. When the Olympics roll around, I got to be honest with you, and I don't mean this to be cruel, but I want America to lose. And the reason why I want our country to lose in the Olympics is so that we can have a couple of laughs and actually see something competitive in these summer games, other than another basketball game that's 186-4. And other than more American runners who are kicking butt here, there, and everywhere, because we got that training center in Colorado, and meanwhile, the Russians, they're scraping together enough coins to get a cigarette butt out of a gutter. Did you see that story in the paper today? The Peruvians, these guys are training in a public lavatory. In other words, they go out and they jog, and then they have to change their clothes in an outhouse. They got to go to some lavatory. Wouldn't you rather root for those guys and the Americans who are training there in Colorado Springs with, you know, kicking it, living large out there? Yes, you would, Schaefer, you fat, sloppy American. So I can't wait to see us lose big, not because I got anything. I love my country. This is my country. And yes, there is a point to say, hey, we're a country. We worked our way up to a level where we can't afford to give our athletes that. But it's like piling on, man. In other words, would you like to see a guy who's 15 beat a kid who's 4 with a baseball bat? Well, then the Olympics are for you. Because that's about what it's going to be, man. I'm telling you. Wait a minute. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.